Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We're back here on a Monday, September the 11th, 2023. 12 minutes past the hour, 61 degrees, mostly sunny skies, up above 61 now. Now, we've talked about a lot of things this morning. If you'd like to weigh in on them, please feel free. We've talked about the 9/11 anniversary, 22 years this morning. Where were you? What were you doing on 9/11? And do you think it changed the world in any way? It's an interesting question. Has it changed us in any way, or are we back to the old ways that we were prior to 9/11? Want to thank our listener out there, Kevin, for sending me a picture over the weekend of the old certified on Main Street near Boyd Funeral Home. Apparently, there's a sign up there now that says Busy Bee Convenience Store coming soon, so we'll see how that all shakes out. We talked about the islands or embankments or whatever they are in the middle of Delaware Avenue, where Wendy's and Arby's are and McDonald's is. Not really sure why they were put in, or does anybody have any thoughts on those at this point? We talked about the Friday night show, having a lot of fun with that, and kind of why we choose the topics we do for that particular show, as opposed to talking about politics and current events and things of that nature. Hopefully it's just a nice wind down at the end of the week to talk about something different. And to be honest with you, I think the kids are interested in relationships, and it's fun to talk about because as you get older, you see a lot of things going on that are peculiar in that particular topic. Talked a little bit about the taping last week, the television taping. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, Carol helped shake my brain, and boy, I'll tell you, I'm really embarrassed about this Busy Bee thing.
Yeah?
It's right up there. It was right up there on North Main Street. Now, I worked on North Main Street down just a little south of George Street, be the Short Ford Company. That was back in 1958. I co-op and went to school and graduated in 59. So while I was there in this building down there right by Drake's Tavern, which I don't think there anymore, but there was an alley there, well, there was a little body shop there. Jack Kellogg was a manager at one time there. He wasn't the only manager there, but he was at one time, and I worked under Jack Kellogg there, and we had a ball in that little facility, and there was a fellow called, his name was Paul Fife. Well, after a couple years there, before I left, he moved out of the Ford. He was a front-end alignment and a transmission man, and they moved out of the facility, and they went up on North Main Street, on the left-hand side going up, be almost not quite up to WMRN, but the Busy Bee, and he straightened frames on cars and stuff. Him and his wife and his son, they worked there, and he owned that, the Busy Bees. Yeah, Paul Fife. He was a well-known good mechanic and stuff in Marion history. So I corrected my own self. I did know there was a Busy Bee there.
It was a florist, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Ford. I worked for Short Ford there on North Main.
Like a flower shop. A florist?
Huh?
Was it a flower shop?
No, Ford, F-O-R-D, Ford Motor Company. And it was on North Main Street. Short Ford, it was there. The secretary that worked there, she worked for Ford Short over in Bell Fountain, Ohio. She had worked at that facility in Bell Fountain High, and including the Marion facility, all the time that I was growing up. She has passed away not too long ago, but she had 65 years service underneath Matthew Kennedy and Short. So that was a long history. She's really a beautiful woman. That she had a 59 Ford convertible, and during the homecoming at Harding High School, the car dealers around Marion would sponsor a convertible to take the queen in the court around the Harding track area there, Marion Harding, the old Marion Harding. And I was elected from Ford company up there to Jean Mitchell. She had a new 59 convertible, and I took one of the queen in the courts around the pillar. Ha, ha, ha. I got some female history behind me also.
Well, there you go. You got to stack them up. Get that harem together.
Yeah. And you know what? That's where the Busy Bee was. That's the name. It wasn't a car washing them. That was Paul Feist's business up there, Busy Bee. So I thought I'd give you a yay-hoo on that, okay?
All right. Thanks. Now, wasn't there a Busy Bee florist as well? Now that I think about it, and wasn't it on Main Street as well? Down there, North Main? I thought it was something to do with a bee. Maybe it wasn't the Busy Bee, but and went out of business maybe within the last 10 or 15 years. 7-4-1-4-0-3-8. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, there's the Busy Bee right up from Stewart's Root Beer on the right.
Yeah, wasn't that a florist?
They have flowers. I don't know if she sells secondhand stuff. And then up across from the radio, was that called Beeline or something? They did mechanic work, and it had a bee in it. It was Beeline or something. But that little Busy Bee has been there, I think, for years. She might sell secondhand stuff. I know she's had some vegetables in front of the place.
Now, is she still open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She had vegetables for sale, and I think she, I'm not for sure because years ago I had one in there once, but she has, I don't know if she would have like secondhand stuff or not.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Because I think I was in there once. I don't know if it was for vegetables and stuff, but it's probably been 10, 15, it's been a long time. I was in there.
You know, I remember stopping in there one time when I worked at WMRN, and I think I was trying to get flowers for somebody. And, yeah. You know, it was an okay place, but, yeah, I think that was the Busy Bee. But I wonder if there's any correlation between that and this convenience shop opening up on the opposite side of Main Street.
Well, she could. Well, I know they've been working on it a long time. She might be moving maybe her place down there, but I don't know if I went. I can't remember exactly what I went there for. If it was for flowers, because I know it was flowers, and I know they had Granny's across the street was that secondhand place. I don't know if that's there anymore. And now, but that Busy Bee's been there forever. But I think the other place up there, the radio station, wasn't it called Beeline?
It might have been. It might have been. The sign that is in the window, because Kevin, who sent this to me, took a picture of it. It says, coming soon in big red letters. And then it says, the Busy, and then there's a bee on there, a picture of a bee. The Busy Bee Convenience Store. So that's what the sign says that's hanging there.
Yeah, they're probably going to sell, you know, like some groceries and stuff, the convenience store.
I wonder how well that'll go right there on Main Street. I know people used to like to go into the gas station and get certain things, but I don't know how well that'll go.
I don't know. I know on the thing, they're closing so many out in Oregon and stuff that if it's Cracker Barrel, they're closing because of those riots out there. People are closing, and I noticed the Rite Aid used to be open till 10. I think they're closing at 8 now. I don't know if they stay open at 9, but the two here, Rite Aid and Walgreens, some of those, they're just closing, even Walmart, can you believe it, are closing stores like crazy.
Now,
I don't know why they would need two Rite Aids here anymore, so if that would go out, no grocery store, we should probably do really good. So.
Well, don't they have the Rite Aid right there across from where Busy Bee will be, but then just maybe a quarter mile up the road, isn't there a, what is
it's
that?
It's right across from that Busy Bee. It's just right on the other side of the street.
But if you just go up a little bit on Delaware Avenue right there near the towers, what's that? CVS. Yeah, CVS right there.
Yeah, and they closed early, too. I think years ago or a long time ago, they were open till, I believe, 10. I don't know if 9, and then it looks like, I'm not out exactly, but I think they're closing at 8, too.
So have you had any trouble with these embankments out on Delaware Avenue that they're putting in?
Well, yeah, because I go to that little dollar store there on Barks Road. I go where there's not too many people. And when they first did that, well, I took to the left of it. They just put it in. And I realized you can't do that because of traffic. The one lane's coming at you. And so they told me to cut down and come in the back of their store, but I can't see a road that goes that little Mexican place when you go down to the light and turn left. And I tried to go, but I think there's an embankment. So I had to come back out, and you either have to cut where Landonfeld's office, you have to cut those streets down through there to get to it. And that's really a mess for that place. And then it was a while later here I saw somebody go down on the left side, you know, that thing again, and go in that store, and you can't. And so now they probably got used to it, because I thought, how could I get to this store? And you'd either have to go up to Kroger's, the light, and come back, or, you know, and circle back down. But the ones in Wendy's, I know certain times it's really hard, because if I go there and I say, you know, I don't want to go left, I want to go right, because the traffic, you have to shoot across there. And I don't know, but in the wintertime and stuff, I don't know if, because at certain times it is, it's really hard to, you know, get out at those places, especially Wendy's and stuff.
But I think this has made it harder to get out, because now you can only really go one direction when you're pulling out of there, and maybe you don't live or want to go in that direction. So now you're going to have to go in that direction. You're forced, and then you're going to have to turn around in some parking lot to get going in the opposite direction. I just don't understand the point of those.
Well, I think there were probably a lot of accidents, and then out on, like, Wendy's and stuff, you know, down in Columbus where they had that, they had that TV place, and was it Right Rug or something? We used to go down there. They, through all those stores, there was a road that would go from, like, you know, the start of the stores, like, and there was a road that went all the way down clear, almost like to Myers. And every so often, I guess it was too late, it's been so long, you would go down like 3 or 4 blocks, and there would be a light you could go out. Well, whoever did that didn't think of that here in Marion. And really, I know it's 35 through there. They should drop it down to 25 or 30, because if I go 35, they're flying past me probably at 40 to 50. And
I just think down by McDonald's is where I really don't understand it, because there's a light right there leaving the mall parking lot. So I don't understand why they needed an embankment there. Because there's a light leaving Kroger, and there's also a light there at the mall. So I'm not sure what that's all about. I don't know.
Is it right there before the McDonald's, the little, what you call an embankment?
Yeah, embankment.
Is it right there before?
Yeah, it's right there in that area, yeah.
I really don't know why they need one there, but they needed something up by Wendy's and stuff, because I always hated if I happened to be in Wendy's and I had to go out, you know, if I'm turning left and right, there's no problem going down the road. But when you're in some of those places and you turn left, you just, you know, I just have to fly across it, you know, because they're coming both ways, and you just have to, unless there's a light or something. That was kind of dangerous, but I don't know. And then out there on 309, on 315, that turnaround thing, I hate that one there. But when the one out by the old 309, I thought, I'm not going to like this at all. But that one I like, but I can't figure out how those big trucks go to Whirlpool go around that. I guess they can.
Oh, the old roundabout that they put in?
Uh-huh. I said I hate to go that way. I'm not going that way. But I go that way, and the first time, and I thought, well, this isn't bad at all. But usually when I went, there wasn't any traffic either. But, you know, the one down 315, when I went down that way, I hated that thing. So.
A lot of people do not like the roundabouts. I think it's because they don't understand how they work, you know, that you have to go to the left and you yield to the car in front of you. I don't know. I've never found them to be too difficult, but it's hard to say.
Well, 315 is so busy, and then where it is and stuff, and it seems smaller. It probably is, but the one out on 309 seems like the road's way bigger, you know, or something. And that one I don't mind now, but no, I don't know. But I don't know what they're going to do with over there by on 95, because that road to me is so dangerous. Usually when I go to roads in other towns and they're real busy, they'll have a speed limit down to, you know, like 25, you know, because it's just, that's out of the city. I don't know.
Yeah, I think trying to put an embankment on 95 would be horribly dangerous, because people ride the middle lane all the time trying to turn right or left. I think that would be people would be in trouble.
Yeah, but when they built that, wouldn't you think they would have done, like, you know, down there by Lazarus and stuff, those the places, those little things, they all had a, you know, you turned off is it Morse Road? I forget those roads anymore. And then you go into the business, but there would be a road in front of those businesses. You would go so far, and the business wasn't right at the road. You would go down another road to a light and then go out. Why they didn't think of that out there, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a tough road to travel. So, you know, coming in, when I do the Friday night show, you know, I have to go down Route 95 to get down to the boulevard. And on Friday night at 6:30, 7 o'clock, boy, I'll tell you, Route 95 is hopping.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, if I go 35, well, they just, you know, they just fly by me. And it's like windy. Now, used to I would stop about any time and let them out. But anymore, if the light's green, I don't stop and let them out. If it's red, I'll stop and let them out. But then you're slowing up the people behind you, and that's not right for them to have to sit there while you're letting somebody, you know, in there. But they should have figured that out different. They should, at least one single road, where you go down at the end where that old Dunkin' Donuts was, or somewhere, well, the car place, I guess, by Wendy's. Just make one single road, and you could go, you could pull in somewhere, but then when you pulled out of Wendy's, you had to go right. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
that's really a mess out there.
I'll tell you something I don't understand. I drive down about, like I say, between 6 and 7:30, I drive down every Friday night Route 95 to get to the studio on South Prospect. And, you know, sometimes it takes a minute because the traffic is so full. Now, yet, somehow, just a half hour later at 8 o'clock, Carrington, who has, she usually works on Friday night at the Kroger on 95, somehow gets down that road in 10 minutes and over to the studio. Now, how she does it, I have no idea.
Do you ever cut down that side road by CVS and hit Prospect there? You're almost in front of your radio station.
Yeah, that's the one I use. But I'm saying just getting down 95 to the boulevard, I don't know how she gets down there so fast just a half hour after I go down there. Because when I go down 95 with all the stoplights and traffic on Friday night, it takes a good 10 minutes just to get to the boulevard.
Yeah.
Maybe she just got a lead foot.
Probably, but yeah, I mean, 95 is so dangerous and stuff and things, because if you went the speed limit, it wouldn't be bad, and if they even had it 25, you could get out of Wendy's and stuff a lot easier, you know, instead of, you know, just taking your chance and going. And for that busy, most places when I go, when they're that busy in the road like that, it'll be, you know, way down to 25 or something down through, you know, a place like that. But, yeah, I don't know why they did that, but Wendy's, that's about the only place, or Arby's, you know, they are kind of hard to get out of. But I don't know where that helped them any, but
we'll hope.
They must have had a lot of wrecks or something, and or, you know, to do that.
We'll hope it gets better. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour on this September 11th, 2023, 22 years since the anniversary of, or since the terrorist attack on September 11th, 2001. 62 degrees and sunny skies here again, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm glad Judy's around to help me out. She's absolutely call B line up there in my day. And whenever I see Paul, I'd say, how you doing up there at New Business? He said, Izzy is a bee. So I got a little bit of a part of it right, and that's the way I operate these days and stuff. I just get half stuff right, so you just bear with me, Scott.
Now, do you remember the florist? Do you remember the Busy Bee florist?
You know, if you want to talk just a second, I'll tell you. I used to stop there where the State Theater was, you know, and then the Marion County Bank was right there across the street. That was a florist in there. And the woman that was in there, she was the delightful woman. Boy, she just make your day just speaking to you. And I think I got flowers right there for Carol every payday when I was on the railroad. Every 2 weeks, I'd buy her a flower. And, you know, then flowers got so expensive, I had to get a second job like you to afford a flower for my wife. Hey, have a good day, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Well, it is B-line. There we've got the answer to our question. 32 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, well, talking about the embankments, I don't know what they're called. Islands, embankments, street stopper, I don't know. The things on Delaware Avenue there in front of Wendy's and Arby's and McDonald's. If anybody has anything to say about those, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. The anniversary of 9/11, 22 years ago today. Boy, that's hard to believe, 22 years ago. The Busy Bee Convenience Store, the sign is up, coming soon at the old certified building on Main Street near Boyd Funeral Home. And I think that's about what we talked about this morning. So if you have anything to say in regard to that, if the phone line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, like I said, how in the world on Friday night I can get... Well, I can get on 95. Well, we'll take the phone call, and we'll come back here to this in just a second. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, when you broke the mic there after the break, I looked at the digital clock there, and it said 9/11. What a coincidence. You was talking about 9/11, and you was right on. And when you come, your voice was on at 9/11, the same day 22 years ago. Isn't that some coincidence thing?
That is. Usually I'm not on that early. That is a coincidence.
Yeah, I told Carol that. That's what it was. So I just thought I'd throw that in the cracker box.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038, if you'd like to weigh in on anything. 740-751-4038. You know, there's a lot with that 9/11 date. You know, it's September 11th. Certainly the terrorist attacks are fresh in our mind. I think, obviously, it being 911, which is our emergency call number, it can be a time. It's a whole thing. But 22 years ago today, and we certainly should not forget what happened on that day. Again, 740-751-4038. I told my 9/11 story earlier, where I was and the weird circumstances that surrounded what happened about a week later after 9/11. But again, Busy Bee Convenience Store coming soon, according to a sign where Certified used to be on Main Street. Let's see here. Those things, embankments in the middle of the road on Delaware Avenue. Talked a little bit about the Friday night show last week. Why we keep the topics a little softer on Friday night than maybe during other shows. You know, I'll tell you, though, as I said before when we were on the line with our caller there, that I don't know how on Friday night when I leave, because I have to drive down Route 95 to get to the studio, that it takes me about 10 minutes just to get down Route 95 on Friday night. And yet somehow Carrington at 8 o'clock can get all the way down Route 95 and get to the studio on South Prospect in 10 minutes. But it happens every week. And she's also able to change her clothes in that amount of time. So if you know the answer to that, you're better than me. we've never talked about. Maybe that'll be the topic of conversation this coming Friday night. And you know what? I have said that the Friday night show is very, very popular. Well, I'll tell you how popular it is. Yesterday, I was in the grocery store, and somebody came up to me, and they said they liked listening to the station. And I said, well, that's great. I appreciate that. And they said, yeah, I was talking to Carrington over in the pharmacy, and, you know, I was telling her how much I enjoy listening. She's becoming a personality.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Well, she must hold the record on your radio station for a female that can drive that length of time quicker than you and change her clothes. Now, they do a lot of things in an automobile while driving, but I'd like to see an implanted camera in there to see that, not to see anything about her, but see what kind of action you could drive a car and change your clothes at the same time.
I don't know how it happens. I know, though, that she wears a uniform, and she's never come in her uniform, so I don't understand.
Was her father named Superman?
You know, it might be. I tell you. But you know what made me so happy yesterday? I just told the story. When I was in the grocery store yesterday, a lady came up to me and said, you know, I like listening to the station, and I really like that Friday night show. And I said, well, I'm glad to hear that. And she said, you know, I was just over in the pharmacy talking to Carrington, and I told her how much I liked listening to the Friday night show. And I thought, well, you know what? People are already starting to know who she is. And she's only been on there maybe a month and a half so far. I thought that's a good sign.
Well, you know, the next time the show appears that she's going to drive, can you say, hey, honey, can I ride with you? And you change her out of your uniform on your others. And if I have to hold the steering wheel and just blindfold myself, well, that's okay, but I want to see this performed.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something funny that you mentioned that. I think we're planning a trip to Put-in Bay, and, you know, I may not live for that trip. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness, no. If she can do that with an automobile and a steering wheel, she might have a spinner knob on there, you know, that, or she can drive with her knees and stuff and one leg at a time, you know, and get out of that uniform. That's pretty interesting. I love it. Take care, Scott.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind.
Oh, you know, there was something I wanted to talk about last week as well. I always forget what I bring up. You know, I'm on the air so often during the week, I think, well, did I say that already? Am I repeating myself?
Anyway, last Wednesday, when we did the television taping with Abby and Carrington and Matt, we posted a picture on social media. And the next morning, I got up and I had a message from somebody, a female. And basically, the message, and it's not somebody that I had not seen this person in probably 4 years, 3 years, something like that. But basically, the message was, basically, good to see you in the picture. You look amazing. Miss seeing you. And I thought, well, wasn't that nice? You know, because I do believe that we need to pay people compliments. And anytime anybody wants to tell me that I look amazing, I'm willing to let that slide on by. Those are compliments you don't want to miss. All right. Okay. Did anybody hear the Friday night show last week? I'm telling you, we had a lot of calls, and it was really a interesting show. Carrington introduced some topics of her own. Matt was right there, sharp as always. Sean was there doing his thing. And it really was a good Friday night show. A lot of insights into what's going on in the world. But I do find it fascinating, again, that last week was the first time that the four of us on Wednesday had met, Abby, Matt, Carrington, and myself. And the two women had something to say about each other, completely different from what two men would say. Now, I don't know if that's a man and a woman thing, but see, that's why you get men and women, different ages, involved in a show. For exact reasons like that. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour, 63 degrees, and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. 740-751-4038. You know, somebody told me the other day, and I thought this was a nice compliment, because I was it was a Facebook Live, I think, and I was having some microphone issues. And the person was saying, you know, I can't exactly hear you. I can't exactly hear you. And it got to the point where I said, well, why are you listening if you can't hear me very well? Because it seemed like other people could hear me. And the person finally said, well, but you're entertaining all the time. That's why I pay attention. Now, you know, I always think that's what you really want to be. People can like you. People can hate you. But as long as you're entertaining, that's what you really want to be, entertaining. Not everybody's going to like everything you say. Half the people will like it, half the people won't. But if you can entertain people, that's the real key. And that's the Jack Benny line from years ago, that an audience will either like you or they won't like you. Be yourself. There's nothing you can do about it either way. And hopefully, you know, that could be chiseled into my tombstone. He was entertaining, not... And entertaining on radio can be a trick sometimes, especially 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. So I'll take that one. 740-751-4038. They can say, wow, we really hated that guy, but he was at least entertaining. He was something fun to wake up to in the morning. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, you know what? We have a Family Feud category, and, you know, people always jump on me when we do the same one twice because there are only so many categories, I think, here to do. But I like this one, so we're going to do this one again this morning. Eight. We've got eight here. We'll come back to this in just a moment. Go ahead, caller.
You know, you always hear about promises from the male and female sector of the show and all over the world, you know. I got one here. To ask you, during 9/11, the first thing that I saw was on the morning was Bryant Gumbel. Is he still in the broadcasting? Is he still around? I know his brother does sports, and I don't know. I don't see him too often either.
You know, he's on HBO now. He does a sports show on HBO.
Bryant does?
Yep.
And I flipped the TV on that morning. It was just a little bit before 8 o'clock or something like that. It's right around 8 o'clock or a little after. Whatever, but I remember he was the announcer, and that's the first thing I seen, and the first thing I always remember is Bryant Gumbel.
Yeah, good broadcaster.
Yeah, he done a fine job.
Hey,
okay,
thank
Scott,
you. Bye-bye.
I'll let everybody else have it. That's a promise, and coming from the mail sector, it's always true.
Thanks. 740-751-4038.
You know, I remember that on September 11th. I think we were watching the... CBS Channel 2, Bryant Gumbel, I believe, was on the early show at that time, 22 years ago this morning. You know, I was thinking, I like Wendy's in general. Our caller was talking about Wendy's earlier. There's something about that name that's very... I like the name Wendy, to be honest with you. It's very unique. It's very nice. It's not as common as it was maybe 50 years ago. So I like anything that's unique. And by the way, they do have the best fries. The sea salt. French fries. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So I immediately like anybody with the name Wendy. See, that's just a prerequisite. All right, with 15 minutes left to go here, I was going to slide into this Family Feud question here. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 8 answers. Now, we might have done this one before. If we did, it's certainly been a long time. But let's give it a shot here for fun on this 9/11. Okay. 8 answers. Here it is. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Now, how about that? Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Now, it seems like we did this one before, but these are fun answers, so hopefully we'll just be able to whip them out here this morning with 14 minutes left to go because there are 8 answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to say sugar.
Sugar, yeah, sugar is actually down on the list. It's number 5, I believe.
Yeah, well, you've done it before.
Hopefully we'll be able to get it.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Okay, thanks.
Well, actually, no, sugar is actually number 6 on the list now that I look at it. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Sugar is on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a honey bun?
Honey bun is number 1. You got it.
Okay.
Honey bun comes in at number 1 on the list today. Honey bun, number 1. Hey, that rhymes. And sugar is number 6 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say cookie.
Cookie. Let's see here. No cookie on the list.
Okay.
No cookie on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The category, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey bun was number 1. 32 people said honey bun. And sugar was number 6. 5 people said sugar.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say sweetie.
Sweetie, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Sweetie was number 3 on the list. Honey bun, number 1. Sweetie, number 3. Sugar, number 6. Still have 1, 2, 3, 5 to go. 5 big answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, the question is, name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. This is the question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What about cupcake?
Cupcake, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Cupcake comes in at number 4 on the list. So now we've got honey bun, sweetie, cupcake, sugar. This is where we are. Honey bun, sweetie, cupcake, and sugar. Would anybody really like to be called these names? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about honey? Just not honey bun, but just honey.
No honey on its own.
Okay.
No honey on its own here today. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Honey bun number 1, sweetie number 3, cupcake number 4, sugar number 6. We've still got the number 2, 5, 7, and 8 answers on the list. 50 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the remaining answers? Oh, let's see if this person does. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try peachy. Peaches or peachy?
No peaches on the list.
No peaches on the list here today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey bun number 1, sweetie number 3, cupcake number 4, and sugar number 6. The number 2 answer is still available. Number 5 is still available. And number 6 and 7, or 7 and 8 are still available. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about muffin cake?
Muffin on its own is on there. Muffin is number 5 on the list.
Okay.
Muffin comes up at number 5 on the list here today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. We've got honey bun, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, and sugar. Still 3 left to go, though. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer here? Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey bun, 32 people said that. Sweetie, 9 people said that. Cupcake, 8. Muffin, 7. Sugar, 5. And then there are 3 answers left. 3 answers and 7 minutes left to go. Who's going to get them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Okay. Well, you know, they're not horribly hard answers. I think we've really got the easy ones out of the way. Although, number 2 is still on the list. We got 1 and 3, 4.
Go ahead, caller.
Oven.
Oven. You know, oven is number 2 on the list, and I thought that would be hard. Who calls somebody an oven?
Well, nobody I know of, but this is a recycled category, I remembered it.
You just remembered that from the... honestly, that is number 2 on the list. Hey, oven. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
Kind of goofy, but let me take a stab at another one. Did anybody say sugar pie?
No sugar pie on the list.
Sweetie, cupcake, honey bun, sugar pie.
It sounds like a 50s song.
Yeah, it does.
Temptations. Keep thinking.
All right, we've got 6 minutes left in the program here, 740-751-4038. Who calls somebody their oven? Number 2 on the list, though. Apparently a lot of people do that. Name something a baker might call his wife.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say muffin?
Yes, we got muffin.
Oh, okay.
Muffin is already on the list. We've got honey bun, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, and sugar. Those are the ones we have.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like hottie or hotcakes.
No hotcakes.
No hotcakes on the list here today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey bun, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar. 2 left to go. They're the final 2 on the list. 740-751-4038. Are we going to get them? 740-751-4038. 2 left to go in 5 minutes. We've done okay with this category. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Honey bun was overwhelming. 32 people said that. Oven, 9 people. Sweetie, 9 people. Cupcake, 8 people. Muffin, 7 people. Sugar, 5 people. And then the final 2 answers. With 4 minutes left to go, we're going to have to get an answer every 2 minutes here. 740-751-4038. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. Does anybody have the 7th or 8th answer? who's going to slip in here?
Go ahead, caller.
Does the name have something to do with a pie, or is the pie things all gone?
The pie things are all gone.
Okay, thanks.
The pie things are all gone at this particular point. Still have two left on the list, though, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm hearing him. Is there any sweetie pie?
No sweetie pie.
No pie things left on our list here today. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife. 3 minutes left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Did we say donut yet?
No, donut is on the list. Donut's number 7.
Okay.
Donut is number 7 on the list. Now we're down to one answer left. Donut comes in at number 7. Who's going to get the final answer here?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about the bun thing? Is of anything with pertaining to buns?
No buns on the list.
No buns on the list here today. So now we've got honey buns, his oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, and donut. One answer left on the list, and it is the very last answer. 2 minutes left to go. 2 minute warning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is somebody going to come in and bail us out on this one? Honey bun, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut. One final answer, number 8 on the list. What is it? With about 90 seconds left to go here. 740-751-4038. My goodness. One answer. And it's hanging out there. What a name something in a bakery. Now remember, it's got to be in the bakery that a baker might call his wife. 1 minute. 1 minute warning. 740-751-4038. All right, this might be the last call we can take here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about something I know I can smell when I walk in the bakery, frosting.
Not frosting, but that's a good guess.
Do with frosting, okay.
Not frosting, but not a bad guess. I think you could get away with calling somebody frosting. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Honey bun, oven, sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar, donut. And our final answer. Well, I don't think we're going to get to our final answer today. I hope everybody remembers today what happened 22 years ago on this day, September 11th, 2021. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mousy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't, I think in the end it doesn't matter.